It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome. Thanks for joining me today for another edition of DocSmo.com. Dr. Paul Smolin here, your host for Pediatric Talk. I'm a general pediatrician by day, but a blogger by night, bringing you the next installment of your free pediatric education. From diapers to the degree, I hope to bring you useful information to enhance your parenting skills. Knowledge is power, and today I plan to make you one powerful person. So sit back and soak in some understanding of today's topic of newborn jaundice. Now, parents usually know about jaundice, but often don't know exactly what it is or why babies get it. So I thought we'd take a few minutes today to discuss this topic of newborn jaundice. Well, let's get started by talking a little science. Let's take a little trip down what I call science lane. Now, our bodies really are amazing machines if you think about it. We're constantly building new tissues at the same time that we're recycling and excreting old. Both these processes are going on simultaneously, and we are totally unaware of it. Well, take blood, for instance. Your child has to constantly be making it, at the same time breaking it down and getting rid of old components that they don't need. Specifically, the red stuff called hemoglobin inside their red blood cells, your child's liver is converting that old hemoglobin into a substance that we call bile, which is sent down from the liver into the intestines, and ultimately out with poop. It's a waste product. Now, we call the condition when a child isn't able to excrete bile fast enough, we call that condition jaundice. So jaundice is what we call the condition when bile backs up into our blood in abnormal quantities. Let me repeat that because that's really important to our understanding of today's topic. Jaundice is what we call the condition when bile backs up into our blood in abnormal quantities. We can even see it. Your child's skin will turn yellowish, and that's the bile that's backed up into their blood. So you can see jaundice is all about bile. I think once you understand what bile is and how your child's little body processes it, you'll have a good understanding of why newborns get jaundice. So bear with me. This is a little complicated, but I'm sure you're up to it. Bile is actually a waste product of our body, very much like stool or urine. It must be excreted and eliminated from your newborn's body. Otherwise, it can back up and cause some problems. Once your child's liver converts that old hemoglobin into bile, that bile gets stored in your child's gallbladder, which is a little organ that's tucked nicely up under the liver, storing that bile ready to be excreted into the intestines. Now, bile is bright green in color when it leaves the liver, and the gallbladder is bright green. But the bile changes color as it moves through your baby's intestines, first to a yellow color and finally to a brown color. That's why babies' poop in the first few days of life goes from black, no bile, to yellow, to sometimes even brown. And one more fact you need to understand about bile, which is that as it passes through our skin and is exposed to ultraviolet light, it is chemically converted into a form which can be removed from the body through urine instead of stool. While most of the bile is excreted through the gut as part of stool, A little can be excreted through urine, especially if your baby is exposed to natural sunlight or phototherapy. You know, those Billy lights you've heard about that they have in the hospital. So the name of the game for newborns is to get rid of bile. Bile is a waste fluid that needs to be eliminated from your newborn's body. Otherwise, it could back up into the bloodstream in large amounts, causing a dangerous situation called severe jaundice. Mild jaundice for newborns, no problem. Severe jaundice, that's dangerous. Before your child's born, mom's liver did all the heavy lifting for the infant. But then comes birth, and everything changes. The cord's cut, you're on your own, baby, when it comes to metabolism, that is. So now you can see that a baby is born with a big dilemma. They have to quickly learn how to both make bile and get rid of it at the same time. And they've never done this before. And if too much bile backs up into the blood, there's a potential that it can make a newborn sick from a condition called severe jaundice. Talk about pressure. Well, most babies are up to the challenge and quickly master the whole bile jaundice thing. Remember, we call it jaundice when bile backs up into the blood system and starts showing up in the blood. If jaundice develops in an older child or an adult, it usually signals a disease process, but not usually in newborns. It's normal for newborns to get somewhat jaundice. Almost all newborns develop a small amount of jaundice in the first week of life. This is part of the normal metabolic transition after birth, and it's harmless unless it's severe. So now that you understand where bile comes from, you know, old recycled hemoglobin, and how your body gets rid of it by mixing it into stool and excreting most of it that way, you can now understand some of the other issues related to bile. Babies who get bruised during delivery and have more hemoglobin to recycle and get rid of, they have trouble with jaundice in the first week of life, often. And babies who have different blood type from their mothers and a lot of their red blood cells get damaged from an immune reaction that their mother's body set off, they have more trouble with jaundice often in the first week of life. And babies who have liver infections called hepatitis and can't make bile very well, they have trouble with jaundice more than average in the first week of life. And babies who have very poor caloric intake in the first week of life and don't make much poop, not much going through those intestines, no way to get rid of that bile, they also have trouble often with bile backing up in their blood and developing jaundice in the first week of life. The nurses and doctors who care for newborns are very attuned to watching for and dealing with jaundice in newborns. Many babies have their level of jaundice measured in the first few days of life to guard against too much bile backing up into their circulation. If your pediatrician gets worried, he or she may recommend that phototherapy with ultraviolet lights will help lower the jaundice levels. And now you know why that is, don't you? Or increasing your baby's caloric intake will also enhance your baby's ability to get rid of bile. And now you know why that is as well. So how much have you learned today? Amazing! And one other thing you need to know, which is that premature babies, and children born ill are much more prone to develop problems from jaundice. So your child's doctor will be even more vigilant about jaundice should you have either a preemie baby or a child who is born sick as a newborn. Well, I hope that quick run through of the topic of jaundice answers some of your questions and gives you a much better understanding of what newborn jaundice is all about. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to go ahead and check out any of the myriad of other pediatric topics that are available at my website, www.docsmo.com. Feel free to send a comment or question to my blog, and I just may post it. And if you're a healthcare provider, I love to hear comments from healthcare providers. I love to hear from grandparents. So please go ahead and contribute. This is Dr. Paul Smolin broadcasting from Studio 1E, that's First Child's bedroom, east side of the house, in Charlotte, North Carolina, hoping you don't start to shiver if your newborn develops a little jaundice of the liver. Until next time. This podcast would not be possible without the help of the following contributors: Anne Gesner, PNP extraordinaire, for her editing assistance; Seth Rocketman Jaffe, for providing inspiration and guidance; Dr. David Jaffe, whose beautiful pipes created the introductory voiceover; Dr. Robert Beezer, for composing this fantastic bumper music, which is performed by two phenomenally talented young musicians, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.